Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Yudches Amud Beis. We're holding on Yudches Amud Aleph, the second line from the bottom, Amar Le'a Bailer of Yosef. So says the Gemara that Amar Le'a Bailer of Yosef, that Hadu Rav Yehuda, that which Rav Yehuda said, that Shemer is Yavim Shemesa, so Shimon is Usher, he's not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, meaning Yesh Zika, the Shmueli. That's a halacha that you heard from Shmuel, not from Rav. That now, like we learned in the Mishnah, that this is Shmuel Shita, that Yesh Zika, the Mishnah says, it brings the Shita of Yesh Zika, it says, Shemer is Yavim Shikidish Achiv Es Achaisa, Reuven dies, and Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon goes, and he marries Mrs. Reuven's sister, so Mishim Rav Yehuda ben Besir Amru, Aimrim Loi, we tell Shimon, Hamti Nad She'asa Achicha Maisa, wait until Levi does something, either Yivam, Chalitza, gets rid of the Zika, and then, you could continue with the Nisuin to Mrs. Reuven's sister. But until then, being that Yesh Zika, so you can't do Nisuin with Mrs. Reuven's sister, because you have a Zika to Mrs. Reuven. V'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, that the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that Yesh Zika. So it makes sense that Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the case of the Shemeres Yavim Shemesa, that Yesh Zika, and Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, that's a halacha that he heard from his Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosef said back, the Rav Mayim, what's your problem if maybe he heard it from his other Rebbe? Maybe he heard it from Rav? So then Kasha the Rav Rav, your problem is going to be because then we have a stira in Rav, because Rav Huna quoted Rav as saying in the case of Shemeres Yavim Shemesa that Shimon is mutter to Mrs. Reuven's mother. That's your problem because then there's a stira in Rav. Domama right in Rav, but the Rav, maybe it's a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, what Rav said in Shir. So explains the Gemara that no, the Kaven, you're right, that's technically an option. However, Kaven did marry Shmei de Shmuel Behedya, which made the Rav Kamarai, if we have a choice, we can either say that he got it from Shmuel, which is a Shita that we know that Shmuel holds of, he said Lahedya Yesh Zika, or we could say that it's coming from Rav, and it's a Machlekes Amarayim, what Rav said, so like Shafkina Mishmeid Shmuel Behedyo Mekmini Kamarai Valibid Rav. So we'd rather say it's like Shmuel, since we know that that's a Shita, than say it's like Rav and make up a Machlekes Amarayim Bedas Rav. Now I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said over that I'm Ritzel Shmeitz Kamei the Rav Zvid Minarda. When I said over this whole Shakla Vataria to Rav Zvid from Narda, so Amar he said to me that Asun Achim As Nisula. You have it that Rav Yehuda said this Memra Stam and he never said the Lahedya the name of Shmuel. And you have this whole Shakla Vataria that no, but really he was coming from Shmuel. However, you should know that Anan Behedya Masninala. We have a Lahedya that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We have a Lahedya that Rav Yehuda actually quoted Shmuel that when he said that Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Aser Beima Amakasavri Yesh. That was all something that Rav Yehuda said Lahedya in the name of Shmuel. And then we have that Vazda Shmuel Tamei, that Shmuel Zashitasai, Damar Shmuel Halachik Rav Yehuda ben Meseira. And says the Gemara Betzrichi, we need both members of Shmuel, that the case of Shemeres Yavim Shemesa of Rav Yehuda, and that the Allah is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Diash min in Yesh Zika, if I would just have from Rav Yehuda, that Yesh Zika, have Amina Hani Mili Bechad, I could have assumed that maybe that's only when there's one brother, Yesh Zika, of a betray lie, but maybe when there's two Yavim, so then there's no Zika, Kamash Malan, that the Allah is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, and that was the case of two brothers, and still Yesh Zika. Viash min in Allah Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, have Amina Hani Mili Mechayim. And if Shmuel would have just said Allah is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, so I could have been mistaken to think that that's only when the Shemeres Yavim is still alive, that's when there's Zika. Avol achar misa paka de Zika, but maybe once the Shemeres Yavim dies, so then the Zika goes away, and Shimon can marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, kamash mulanda, no, the Zika bechdilei paka, it doesn't just go away without Yibam or Chalitza, it doesn't go away with Misa. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Achim, you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, Umeis Achon Mehen, and Reuven dies without any children. So what happens is V'yabe Masheni Yaseishas Achiv. So Shimon goes, classic case of Yibam, and he's V'yabe, Mrs. Reuven. Now Shimon also has another wife, he's also married to Mrs. Shimon. Now he's married to two wives, Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon. V'achar Gach Neilod Lehenach, and then baby Levi is born, Umeis and Shimon dies. So Harishayna Yaitza Mishameishas Achiv Shohayi Ba'ilamai. So Mrs. Reuven is Aser to Levi, because she's Be'etzem, Reuven's wife, and Reuven and Levi were never around at the same time. V'ashniya Mishim Tzarasa, and then Mrs. Shimon goes out scot-free because she's Tzaras Eishas Achiv Shohayi Ba'ilamai. Asaba Maimer, if Shimon was never Miyabim, Mrs. Reuven, instead all he did was Maimer, Umeis, and then he died, so Ashniya Chilatzis Lemis Yavemes, so then, being that Midaraisa, Mrs. Shimon is not a Tzaras Erva, so Levi has to do Chalitza with Mrs. Shimon. He can't do Yibam, because Midarabanan, she's a Tzaras Erva, but being that Midaraisa, she's not, so he has to do Chalitza. And says the Mishnah that Reb Shimon is chaylik on this entire din. Reb Shimon Aimer, miyabim lezim and shiyirtza, and chaylik to ezim shiyirtza. Even in the case where Shimon was miyabim Mrs. Reuven, Shimon was miyabim Mrs. Reuven and then Shimon dies, so now Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon fall to Levi, Levi is mutter to both of them. He's even mutter to Mrs. Reuven, because once Shimon was miyabim her, she's no longer considered Mrs. Reuven, now she's just a second, she's Mrs. Shimon the second. Being that she's Mrs. Shimon the second, so she's mutter to Levi, because Levi was around in this world at the same time as Shimon. Now, Amar Rabbi Yishaya is mechadish that chaluk hayu Reb Shimon after Yishayinim. The Reb Shimon is chaylik even in the first mishnah in the perek where baby Levi was born before Shimon was miyabe Mrs. Reuven. So even though Levi was there at a time that luchayra Mrs. Reuven already became usher to him, still once Shimon is miyabimer, so now she becomes Mrs. Shimon the second, and baby Levi is mutter to her. Now mimai says Rav Yishaya, how do I know to say that? Midikatani mishnah yaseira, because otherwise the first mishnah is redundant. Ba'avad dereisha l'man katani la. Why do I need that first mishnah? To tell me that lefi the rabbanon that she's an eishes achav shohayli by lamai lecharetz pashut has to yabim lebusayf neilad. If you have the second mishnah, and even in a case where Shimon was miyabim Mrs. Reuven and then baby Levi was born, dechi ashkecha beteira ashkecha, Mrs. Reuven was never aser to him, and yet still asir rabbanon, and still the rabbanon say that that's called eishes achav shohayli by lamai. When Shimon dies, Mrs. Reuven is aser to Levi, so neilad va'achakach yabim mibay. So do I need the first mishnah to tell me in a case where baby Levi is born before Shimon does the Yibam, that Mrs. Reuven is also to Levi? Look, I read the call again. It's Pasha. Alav shalu Reb Shimon itzrech. It must be. I need it for Reb Shimon. That just like Reb Shimon is matir in the second Mishnah, he's also matir in the first Mishnah, even in the case of Neila the Lubasayf Yabim. And Seifa Leidiacha and Vatana Reisha Leidiacha Koychad Reb Shimon. Vatana Seifa Leidiacha Koychad Rabbanan. The first Mishnah showing us how Mekel Reb Shimon is, and the second Mishnah showing us how Machmir the Chachamim are. And Bedin who Dinifel Rav Shimon Bereisha, really in a Chanami, the Tana should have mentioned Rav Shimon in the first Mishnah. Al Natar Lula Rabbanan Adem Esayimil Mosayu. He waited until the Rabbanan finished their whole speech. Vahadar Paligalayu, and then Rav Shimon was Chaylik on both Dinim of the Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, wait a second. El Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bayilam and Rav Shimon Hechi Mishkachasla. If we assume like Rav Yishaya, so then when is there ever a case of Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bayilam and Lefi Rav Shimon? So says the Gemara, Bechad Achu Umis. One case you can have it is if you just have one brother, Reuven. Reuven is married and he dies without children. And then v'nayilad layach, and then Shimon is born. So Mrs. Reuven does not fall to Shimon. That's Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bayilamai. Inami, or another case, is betray v'lo yabim v'lo mis. You have two brothers, you do have that Reuven, there's Shimon, and Reuven dies without having any children, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, and then Levi is born. But in this case, if Shimon does not do Yibum to Mrs. Reuven, and Shimon doesn't die, so Mrs. Reuven is still only there waiting, Mikayach Reuven, so then Levi is usher to her. That's another case of Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bayilamai. Now ask the Gemara that Bishlam Yabim Vachach Neilad Ki Ashkecha Beteira Ashkecha. We understand Reb Shimon Shita in the case where Shimon did the Yibam and then Levi was born, because then she was never Aser to Levi. El Neilad Vachach Yabim My Taima. But what's Pshat Reb Shimon that he argues even in the first Mishnah in the case where baby Levi was born before Shimon did the Yibam? So once baby Levi is born, Mrs. Reuven already became Aser to him. L'chayr, we should apply the principle of Nesra, that once she was Nesra, so she's Nesra to him forever. She's always going to be Aser. Even after Shimon is Miyabimer, she should always be Aser to Levi. How does that Iser ever go away? So says the Gemara, because Reb Shimon holds the Iser never came. Kasavar Yeh Zika V'Zika Kekanus Adamya. Reb Shimon holds that Zika is so strong, it's Mamash Midareisa makes them like they're married. So Shimon is married to Mrs. Reuven as soon as Reuven dies. As soon as Reuven died, Mrs. Reuven became Shimon's wife. Mamela, even though Levi was born before Shimon did the Yibam, it's still already Shimon's wife. She doesn't really fall to Levi. She was never Nesra to him, and that's why afterwards when Shimon dies and she falls to Levi, Levi is going to be Mutter even to Mrs. Reuven.